You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Danielle. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, I am.
Are you calling from a safe location?
Yes.
Can I have your first and last name?
Of course. It's Jennifer. I'll spell the last name. It's Malan, M as in Mary, A-L-A, N as in Nancy.
And your phone number?
916-257-1960.
And would you like to receive text message updates with the status of the service today?
Yes, please.
Okay. Message and data rates may apply. Can I have your policy number and the last six of your VIN?
Yes. Policy number is 0401051301593999. And then last six digits is 006926.
All right, and what is the year, make, and model of the vehicle?
2012 Honda Crosstour.
And the color?
White.
All right, and what's the reason for the service today?
Car won't start. It was picked up last week and taken to a shop. We thought it was maybe the alternator, but they ended up replacing the battery.
Uh-huh.
First time I went to use it, it was fine. And then I went to use it again last night, and it's same as it was last week, just dead as dead can be. So.
Gotcha.
So they're going to test everything again, and I guess if the alternator and stuff all checks out, then they're going to test for a parasitic device that's draining. It's running when it shouldn't be or something like that. So,
okay.
And actually on that, he said that once they go through and test everything, that if they do find that it is a foreign, you know, item or whatever that's running that shouldn't be, that a lot of times they would then refer me to another shop who has more specialty in, you know, electrical devices and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be an issue if I have to then tow it from this service station to another one, or?
Oh, no, you would be covered for the service.
Okay, okay.
Okay.
So I don't have, like, a limit or anything like that. Sorry.
I mean, you, no, no, you're fine. No, you don't. Will your vehicle, will it shift into neutral?
Okay. Oh, not without jumping it. We had that issue last time. The guy that came to tow it wasn't aware, so he had to hook it up so that we could start it, and then I guess he towed it over there, left it running on the flatbed.
Okay, so you need to have it jump before you can shift it into neutral?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It won't turn on anything or,
okay.
Or, you know, I can't even unlock the, I have to manually unlock the door. So.
Gotcha. Okay. Is it a four-wheel drive or an all-wheel drive?
I believe it's just a two-wheel drive. I don't think it's all-wheel.
Okay. Was it involved in an accident?
No.
And you have the keys to the vehicle?
Yes.
Do you need to ride along with the driver?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm just going to have him tow it over to the shop. I've already talked to him this morning, so... Once the guy has the car up and is on his way, I'll give them another call and let him know it's on the way. So,
okay. And what is the address of where the vehicle is currently located?
It's currently at my home address, which is 501 Gibson Drive, and well, I guess my unit number doesn't matter, but I can give you, there is a gate code, and then I can give you instructions.
Okay, what's the gate code?
Where to find the vehicle. It's #9810.
Okay.
And then if you want to let him know, when he comes in the gate, follow the road to the right and straight back. And there's actually a big parking lot at the rear of the complex.
Mm-hmm.
But when he's driving down straight back and gets to the parking lot area, it's actually the third row right there to his left. But I'll see him. My office window is right here by the door. So as soon as he gets here, I can walk out with him and help him.
Okay. And you said once you come into the gate, follow the road to the right?
And straight back.
Okay, yep. Got it. All right. And what's the address of where you want it towed to?
It's going to go to 207 Kenroy, which is K as in Kentucky, E as in Edward, N as in Nancy, R as in Robert, O, Y, Lane.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also here in Roseville. It's a AMCO.
Oh, I found it. Okay. All right. And have you contacted them that the vehicle is coming?
Yes.
All right. Do you happen to know what time they close?
Before you, just to make sure. Oh, they close at 5.
Okay. Okay, well, that was everything that I needed from you, so I'm going to reach out to the providers, and once I've secured a provider for you, you'll receive a text message with their information.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Take care.
Bye-bye.